Making Health and Fitness Personal by Dave Kenyon. Health and fitness is something that everyone talks about, but not everyone truly understands what it means to them. The term health and fitness is used so often, I think people take it for granted. If I were to ask 40 different people what health and fitness meant to them, I'm sure I would get almost 40 different answers. It's time to make health and fitness personal. What exactly does health and fitness mean to you? This is a question that you may not have been asked very often, as the people delivering health and fitness assume you know what it means to you. If you haven't been asked the question, "What does health and fitness mean to you?" by a doctor, a healthcare professional, wellness practitioner, or personal trainer, then something is wrong. I say this not to get any of these people in trouble or to discredit them. I say this because it is something that requires a bit of thought by the person being asked. Also, the people listed above and anyone else saying they deliver health and fitness assume you know what it means. Right now, I want you to take a minute and think about exactly what health and fitness means to you. There is no right or wrong answer, as everyone enjoys different things that require a certain level of health and fitness. For example, someone might like to participate in adventure races, like Spartan or Tough Mudders, while someone else's idea of fun is long walks on the beach. Keep in mind that as you age, your personal definition of health and fitness may change. For example, when I was younger, my personal fitness goal was to have as much muscle as possible. Now that I'm a bit older, my health and fitness goal is to be pain-free and lean. Just like other aspects of your life that change as time goes on, your personal health and fitness changes as well. Living to 100 and being able to still do certain things might be a health and fitness goal that everyone should strive for. Another way to think about it could be, imagine you had no health concerns or issues, nothing hurt, and you felt amazing. What would your life be like? What types of things would you do or enjoy more? Hopefully, the answers that you came up with brought a smile to your face. The correct answer isn't what you see on social media, read about, or watch on TV. It should be very personal and specific to you. So, when you are thinking about making changes in your health and fitness, think about the true reason you want to change. Then go somewhere you feel comfortable and know that they will take care of helping you make that change a reality. Don't settle for anything less, because you deserve exactly what you want. Article contributed by Dave Kenyon, Gold's Gym, Fishkill, Ampoughkeepsie, New York.